Christmas Eve by Marissa Yates. Christmas Eve is one of the best days of the year, except for when I have to help my mom clean the house before everyone comes over. I have to vacuum the carpet and clean my room. I also have to wipe the tables down with a damp paper towel and use wood oil to polish the table and the foam stand. I also have to clean the bathroom by putting Comet in the tub and scrubbing it with a green pad. When I'm finished, I have to wipe the walls down with a cloth that smells like pine cones. While my mom and I clean everything, my dad drives to Tacoma to pick up my grandma. When everything is finished and there's nothing to do, I sit and wait for my brother and his family to come over. As it gets closer and closer to Christmas Day, the suspense of what is in the wrapping paper builds. My brother and his wife and their three daughters all come over. They all spend the night to spend every minute of Christmas with us. All the adults be in the kitchen talking about schools or something not important. While the kids are in the living room playing, my sister and I sit on the couch, watching my nieces play with a dog but be afraid of him at the same time. There isn't a special Christmas Eve dinner where everyone sits down at the table, but we do wrap the last of the presents and finish them by putting bows and ribbon on them. When it gets late, at about 9 o'clock, everyone who wants to opens their smallest present. We all have so many presents, it's hard to find the smallest one. After opening our present, we count all the presents we have to open on Christmas. Then we eat pizza or leftovers and play with our freshly opened presents. Everyone is in a good mood and can't wait until Christmas.